Good morning. Let's turn to Psalm 92. Let's pray first. Father, we thank you for this morning. God, we thank you where we can come and pray and worship and go into your word, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and for this blessing. Lord, as we go into your word today, may you speak powerfully, God, and cut through deep into our hearts, God, and deep. Just plant your word, Father, that it may sprout and bear good fruits. We thank you, Lord. We pray these things in your Son's most precious name. Amen. Psalm 92. Let's read. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night. With a 10-string lute and with a harp, with resounding music upon the lyre, for you, O Lord, have made me glad by what you have done. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man has no knowledge, nor does a stupid man understand this, that when the wicked sprouted up like grass, and all who did iniquity flourished, it was only that they might be destroyed forevermore. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For behold your enemies, O Lord. For behold, your enemies will perish. All who do iniquity will be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil, and my eye has looked exultantly upon my foes. My ears hear of the evildoers who rise up against me. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen. I find myself being drawn to the psalm a lot lately, maybe because as part of my Bible reading plan, we're just going through Psalms and seeing that it's one of the longer books. Maybe that's why I'm being drawn to it. Anyways, this chapter is actually broken up into three sort of distinct parts, which makes it easier to preach on. So the first part is from verses 1 to 4, and the psalmist is just praising God. And there's so much, well, it's not so much truth, but there's just that one truth that is in this first part where it is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to, let me get this right, and sing praises to your name, O Most High. And that's what the whole entire first section is about, just singing praises to God and worshiping him. And one thing we were talking about at house church last night was just the importance of worship and how, what it does for us. Because a lot of times, you know, when I was growing up, when we were worshiping or like in kid service or youth service, whatever it was, we always kind of felt it was like, yeah, we're singing songs. What's really the point of this? And we didn't really get it apart from, like, yeah, these songs sound good. And these motions are kind of fun. And as you get older, they get like kind of dumb. And you kind of get that attitude because we didn't really understand what worship was about. We didn't understand what benefits it had for us. And it was only until I grew up that I realized, you know, worship fulfills our true purpose. Because God created us. One, he created us because he loved us, but it's also because he created us so he could receive the glory. And a lot of times we think, like, that's such a self-centered thing to do, that why would you create something where you only receive the glory? But That's our own human kind of understanding and recognition of what receiving glory is, because God is worthy to receive all glory. And apart from what our limited understanding of, you know, who God is and how he operates, if a creator or if somebody created something, it's for a purpose. There's a purpose that he created this thing for, like Henry Ford, who, you know, some would say, or a lot of people say, he's the one that, well, he didn't invent the car, but he enabled mass production of cars. But he created this because he saw a need. and he created, you know, cars and automation and mass production for a purpose. And these things fulfill his purpose. So similarly for us, God created us to worship him, to bring him glory. And when we do that, we fulfill our purpose, right? And it's not just, okay, yes, God is satisfied, God is pleased. That's great, one. But two, you know, as a benefit for us, when we fulfill our purpose, we get satisfaction as well, right? We are filled and we are complete. And a lot of times, isn't that what we're looking for in life? To be filled, to be complete, to be satisfied? And, you know, so many people, they go into different things of this world. Like, you know, for me, I spent a lot of time away from the church because I was just looking to be satisfied. There's an emptiness within me that I didn't know that could be filled by God. Or I was, you know, I believed in a lie. And I'm like, all right, God, you can't satisfy me because you can't deal with this thing in my life, when all along it was just me not wanting to deal with it myself and not me not wanting to confront what God was asking me to deal with. And, you know, I went off, you know, in a lot of partying, hoping that would satisfy me. And it brought a lot of temporary satisfaction. But what it did in the long term was just increase the gulf between God and myself, or at least from my perspective. So it is good to declare his name, to worship him, and to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night. In the morning and at night, all day long, we are to declare his loving kindness and his faithfulness. When I was in Shanghai this summer, one thing that during our times of prayer, which were really, really powerful, because it wasn't just prayer, it was worship and prayer together, and it was very fulfilling, just to go to my point about how we are satisfied. But one thing that God kept speaking to me over and over again was this: the idea of his name being the Most High, and how we are to lift up his name. And as I prayed into that, and as I thought about that more and more, I kept getting this image of, you know, physically lifting up his name on high. You know, a lot of times when we worship, we raise up our hands and we're like, oh God, you're so good. Actually, I saw this clip. It's this Christian comedian, and he was talking about the different types of worshipers, or the different kinds of lifting up your hands in worship. He's saying, like, oh, you know, if you're more like in a more conservative background, you know, I'll have to stand up. You lift up your hands like this because, you know, you're not too comfortable with it. And then as you become more comfortable, then it's like this. And then it's like this. And it's like this, you know. And then later on, you go like this. And you point. You go like this. Anyways, but the idea of lifting up our hands, you know, and God was really speaking to me, saying, like, not only is this a sign of surrender, but when you lift up your hands, you're lifting up the name of God. You're proclaiming his name, and you're showing the world who it is that you work for, who it is that you live for. You know, a lot of sports teams, or every sports team, has their own jersey, right? And if you've ever been in an arena, or a stadium, or whatever it is, all around, you know, somewhere around the stadium, they have their banners of their past accomplishments, and then they have the team logos and everything, and it's to signify that the stadium is that team. Like, I'm from Vancouver. We have a not-so-great hockey team this year. It pains me, but there is hope, and I won't get into that. But all around the stadium, there's what's called the Ring of Honor, and you have all the past great players and just the team, and you know that this stadium belongs to the Vancouver Canucks, right? And we fly under this banner, and we're proud, and we're like, yes, I'm a Canuck, and so on and so forth. And when we lift up the name of God, that's what we're saying too. We are under his banner. This is, you know, we fly these colors. We fly God's colors so people recognize. And and when we do that, we bring him glory. People know who he is, right? And that's, you know, it's a very simple kind of thing. We worship him Partly because so that people will understand or will know who he is. And hopefully, or not hopefully, when we do worship him in such a manner where we praise his name, and it's not just, you know, on Sunday you come into worship and you're like, this is good, I'm praising God in my heart, right? But when we demonstrate our love for him, right, it's not just something in your heart, but we declare, right, with the 10-string lute, with the harp, with resounding music upon the lyre, where people can hear. People know who it is that you worship, and they will be drawn to it, because that's just what God does. Right? People will be like, why are you singing all these songs? Right? I had, you know, I probably won't be able to get to the rest of the psalm, but it's okay. Let's talk about worship. I had, when I got married, I got married here. It's almost been 3 years. Glad I got that right. So I invited my coworkers, and it was actually on a Friday. So, but my old coworkers, you know, being the studious employees that they were, decided to take the afternoon off. So they came to my wedding, which was around lunchtime. And so we came. I went back to the office the week after, and they're like, "Oh man, your church is kind of like, it's crazy. Like, what kind of place is this?" You know, this for them, it did not seem like a church. And when they came, like, "Oh my gosh, you guys sing songs," you know. And it actually sounded really good. I remember it was Pastor Nate and Joyce that did the worship. Yeah. And my coworkers, they remarked to me, like, yeah, it's actually really interesting. I never thought that church could be like that. And I'm like, yeah, it's just kind of like, well, it's not a regular service, but this is what we do on Sundays. We come and we worship, and, you know, yes, we had a wedding, but you know, this is, you know, because we love God and because we want not just ourselves to feel, you know, have some benefit or to be satisfied, because we want people to know as well. We want people to know that we sing for joy at the works of his hands, that we understand a lot of what we have in our lives is because of him. And actually, if you go to the end of Psalm 92 in verse, let's see, verse 12 to 15. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. You know, a lot of the times when we receive blessings from God, you know, this is what happens. We'll be upright, and we'll have a firm foundation. And, you know, this idea of a palm tree and a cedar in Lebanon planted in the house of the Lord, it's solid. It's very resilient. There's, you know, nothing that can, you know, no typhoon, no hurricane. It takes a lot of effort to bring down these trees. Actually, if you read the account of Solomon building the house of the Lord, he brings in a lot of cedar from Lebanon, and there's a lot of workers that are required to bring these cedars down, right? Not just to transport them, but to actually cut down these trees. And, you know, now, today, we have modern tools. I don't know if you guys seen clips on YouTube, but these guys, they take chainsaws and, like, right? These huge trees. It actually takes a long time to cut down these trees, and they have a chainsaw. So can you imagine what it was like for workers back then who had no modern tools? Like, they probably had saws, but they probably weren't that sharp. And can you just imagine how much effort it takes to bring down these trees? And that's what happens when we are righteous before God, when we worship him and we, you know, really pour out our hearts before him and give him all our lives. And he rewards us with that stability, because it's a stability built on him. He gives us, you know, blessings. You know, it could be in the form of, you know, wealth and riches, favor at work, but also that resiliency in your heart to persevere through difficult circumstances. But he does that because we are to declare that the Lord is upright. All these things that we have in our lives is to show other people, right? To let him know that it is God who is our rock, and that there is no unrighteousness in him. See, verse 15 turns the attention away from what we have in our lives and turns it back to God. And that's what the worship is. We declare his name. We say, Lord, these are your works. Right? It's not just, you know, you've given us this incredible space, but the works you've done in my life, these are all because of you. And this is because of your righteousness and your loving kindness and just how much you love us and you want to pour into our lives and want to bless us. So as Verdi comes up for worship, as we worship today, I just spend a few moments just coming before the Lord and really thanking him. And one thing I've started doing with my college students lately is before we start our Friday night program or after worship, we just go around and we think of one or two things that we're thankful for. And we praise him. And in the beginning, actually last week, it was very quiet. Because I'm like, you guys have nothing that you're thankful for? Because I'm sure they do. And part of the exercise is to help them understand there's so many things in their life, but they just kind of gloss them over and they don't really consider. They're thankful for, but it's more of an afterthought. And part of the exercise is to get them to think about or to elevate the things that they've glossed over. And it was deadly quiet until one guy said, oh, yeah, someone started asking him about God because, long story, but so he actually just all of a sudden it came to him that someone started asking him about God and that this person said they were Christian, but kind of not really. And through talking to this person, one of my students was like, oh, yeah, God is working in my life. And we're like, yeah, praise God. Those are the kind of things that we want you to praise God for, right? So as we worship, let's just take a few moments and come before the Lord and thank him for what he has done in your life, whether big or small. And just ask Holy Spirit, even right now. So let's just pray this together. Holy Spirit, just ask, Lord, you reveal to us in our hearts, God, things that you are doing, things you have done, and things that we might not consider to be blessings, or we just might think of them as an afterthought. And I pray, Lord, you reveal those things to us and help us give thanks to you for these things, God. And Father, as we worship, you speak truth into our lives, God. Stir up our spirits. Help us rise up, Lord, and lift your name up on high, God. Father, we want to worship you, God. We want to fulfill our purpose. We want to glorify you, Lord. And in doing so, may you bring us satisfaction, God. May we not be content to sit in our seats, God, and just content to nod along with the songs, but really pour out our hearts in worship, God. To really lift up your name, God. To fly that banner. To hold up that standard of your name, God. So we thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for giving us this gift of worship, God, and not just for gifted musicians, gifted worship leaders, but each and every single one of us, that we have the ability to worship, God, that we have the ability to praise you and to glorify you, give you honor, and therefore fulfill our purpose, God. And therefore, we are satisfied, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us this gift, Lord. Father, I just pray for just for all of us, God, here today, each and every single day, may we come to know more of what is involved in worship, God, and not just things that we have to do, but the great benefit that we can derive from worship, God, the things that you gift to us through worship, God. So we thank you, Father. Let's pray for those in our community that are undergoing chemo and radiation therapy, and also those who have cancer. Let's just press in on for God's healing and God's touch in their lives. Let's pray for those in our community that are ill, family members, and but also have yet to receive Christ in their hearts. Let's just pray for not only physical healing, but the spiritual healing as well, spiritual rejuvenation. Also pray for those in our community who are sick with various infirmities. And just pray for the touch of Jesus in their lives. Let's pray for those in our community. Let's pray for Liz, who's looking for a job. Let's just pray for God's favor over her and for the right opportunities to come. turning to our Wednesday morning prayer focus. Let's pray for China. Let's pray for SP Beijing, Pastor Hanzu, and Chloe, and Enoch. Let's pray for God's favor. That church is growing. So let's continue praying for the growth of Beijing and all the, not just the church, but the members that they come to, just continue their walk in Christ. Let's also pray for the Chongs, Matt and Nate's parents, Edie Clark, and the rest of the churches in China that just God continues to grow each individual member. Pray for the board as they're meeting next Thursday night. So let's just pray for them as they continue to make decisions for the church, and just ask for protection over them, for them and their families. Let's pray. Pray for the fellowship ministries, the men's ministry, the Monday morning prayer groups, PD, men's fraternity, the women's ministry, the Lift fellowship, as well as the discipleship groups, young adults, the Yahweh Eats and Springs, LAMB that's currently going on. Let's pray for all these ministries that Holy Spirit moves powerfully through everything that these ministries do to speak to all the men and women, young adults, married couples that are taking part in these activities. Pray for the house churches that are going on tonight. Blue Pool, Cimbria, Causeway, EastEnders, House to House, Island, Lido, Lion Rock, New Conduit, Robin Hood, and TSD. And just pray for Holy Spirit to move powerfully, for a good time of discussion, and for a good time of community where the house churches can draw closer and deepen their fellowship with one another. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you for your message of worship, Lord. God, as we go about our day today, may we always constantly be in worship of you, Father. Help us to lift up your name, God, in our lives. To find ways where we can declare your righteousness and your loving kindness, God, to reflect you into the world around us, God. So we thank you, Father, for we thank you for your love and your grace upon us, God. And yeah, be with us today, Lord. Walk with us, guide us, Holy Spirit, speak to us, give us wisdom and discernment, Lord. We thank you. We love you. In your Son's most precious name we pray. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time.